Welcome now to the show, the head football coach of the North Texas Mean Green, Mr. Seth Luttrell. What's up, man?
Jesse, what's going on, brother?
Oh. You know what that noise is right there, right?
Victory.
All right, it's victory. That's Seth Luttrell doing some dance moves in the post-game locker room afterward. Now, I checked it out. I got to say, man, as good as that look, Mike Gundy's got you beat, man.
There's about 129 coaches in college football who have me beat on that, brother. I'm glad it wasn't a dancing contest.
Hey, congratulations, Seth, on winning at Arkansas. I know that's huge for your program to go on the road in the SEC and get a victory. Where are you last year compared, or where are you right now compared to where you ended up last season?
Well, I just think a lot more experience. You know, we had 17 return starters, so guys are, you know, more comfortable within the system. I think defensively playing at a lot higher level just because of the comfort level and, you know, having another year to work with our defensive coaches. You know, our staff stayed intact, and you know, which really helps with the camaraderie and they worked extremely hard in the offseason. So I think we're better in all phases, you know, just a few more experience. Some of those younger guys we played earlier, you know, now 2-3 years in our system, and just playing with a lot more confidence. And you know, I'm proud of our guys. They've worked really hard to buy into our culture and build, you know, team chemistry. And our leadership's gotten much better. So we're nowhere near where we need to be, but you know, it's continuing to grow and climb, and you know, starting to kind of see some of the fruit starting to pay off. You know,
North Texas head coach Seth Luttrell, former Sooner. Captain for national championship team in 2000, doing a fantastic job in his third year with the Mean Green. You guys expected to win that game, didn't you? I expected you to win. I mean, you always say you want to win, but as you got ready in preparation for this game, going to an SEC West venue, you guys expected to win this.
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing is just, again, having that many returning starters. We've been, you know, we've played on the road at big-time stadiums. We've played in championship games. We've played in bowl games. And so, you know, with kind of the experience, I felt like, you know, after, you know, watching tape and all season getting ready for Arkansas, that I felt like we were the better team. I felt like we were 3 years into our culture. I think Coach Morris does a phenomenal job. I think he's going to do a great job there at Arkansas. I just think that with where we're at in our culture and 3 years down the road, we have a lot of experience, and felt like going into the game, as long as, you know, we played to our abilities, I felt like we were the better team and felt like we could win.
All right, take me through the fake punt, the decision, and whose brainstorm was it? That was one of the best, I think, best executed trick plays I've seen in a long time.
That's all on Coach Biagi. He does a great job with our special teams, and he's always looking for, you know, different, you know, whether it's different tendencies or, you know, something maybe an opponent's not doing very well. And those guys on special teams do a great job evaluating film and figuring out ways for us to be explosive and make sure that we win on that phase of the game. You know, we always talk about we have to win on two out of the three phases. If you win on all three, you dominate the game. Two out of the three, you must win in order to win a game. So they do a great job. You got to give a lot of credit to Brew, you know, standing in there. And it takes a lot of guts to do, you know, to pull that off. And our team was really excited. You know, we're going to be aggressive, and we have nothing to lose. Go out there and you know, do the best we can, scheme, and hopefully execute routine plays. And we did that.
You're in good hands with a fellow Lake Dallas Falcon, bro. He went to a great high school right down the street.
He did. He did. You know, we're blessed to have him. He's done a tremendous job since he's been here, getting in our culture and really excelling. You know, he's not only does a great job on special teams, plays on all our units, but also, you know, as a slot receiver, and just does a very good job for us.
Hey, I got to ask you about the Locust Grove product, Mason Fine. And I was able to do your third ever game as a head coach there at North Texas. And you guys were so outmatched on the offensive line. And, you know, you knew that going into the game, but you told me, you said, man, this kid is tough as nails. This kid has got something about him. No one would have known that then, three games in, and he really hadn't done anything yet. But you saw this in this kid before anyone else. Just talk about your quarterback, Mason Fine, who is now starting to be, I think, one of the better stories in all of college football that no one's talking about.
Yeah, he's a stud. I mean, and not just the type of player he is, but the type of person he is. You know, he plays with a chip on his shoulder. He's extremely passionate about football. You know, he's one of those guys who's been told his whole entire life, you know, that – he can't achieve one of his dreams. And so that's, you know, put a lot of drive and determination in him. He has an unbelievable family. And he's a great football player. He's trained and he's worked at it. You know, I've been around a lot of great quarterbacks, and he's second to none when it comes to, you know, film evaluation and making sure he's getting better in the off season, trying to get bigger, stronger, and faster in the weight room. You know, he's really developed into an unbelievable leader, holding guys accountable, and he has a fire in him. And you know, the great thing about him, he's such a great teammate. You know, he's going to have great stats. And you know, he's a very good quarterback, and you know, a lot of those guys, hey, look, let's be honest. I mean, those stats look good, but he really doesn't care about it. All he wants to do is compete for championships, win championships, and help his teammates be successful. And you know, guys like that, you know, he's a special player.
Seth, are you making strides in the defensive side of the ball? Do you feel better about stopping people as you go in to challenge people like Florida Atlantic in your league?
Yeah, I do. I think our defense is playing at a high level right now, and it starts up front. We've dominated the line of scrimmage our first three games. You know, we've given up a couple late here. You know, we got to finish games a little better, but I think overall defense has played you know, great up front. They're stopping the run. They're getting guys behind the chains, and the thing they're doing better this year than they've done in the past, they're getting off the field on third down. They're making plays back in the secondary. This past game, we had six picks, which anytime you have six turnovers, you're going to get good field position. And to be honest with you, we didn't play well enough on offense to take advantage of some of the field positions we got from our defense and our special teams. But they've played at a high level, and I think a lot of it, again, Coach Redford does a great job with our defense, and there's a lot of confidence, there's a lot of continuity on that side of the ball, a lot of returners who have experience, and I just think they're very comfortable. They trust each other, and they're playing at a high level right now. They just got to continue to grow and get a week better and make sure we continue to do those things.
Hey, what type of training program are you on right now, man? I saw you in that, you know, in the post game dancing. You got to be like 3% body fat right now. Can you get a cheeseburger or something?
I eat them cheeseburgers. My strength coach won't let me though. He's brutal. He's right downstairs. So every, you know, when I first got here, I think I was about 240. It was pretty embarrassing, to be honest with you. And so he came up to me one day. He goes, Coach, we're going to hold these guys accountable. So I got to hold you accountable too. And he won't let me out of it. It's brutal. And I hate it every time we have to go down there, I can promise you.
Hey, man, I'm not surprised. I thought that you guys were going to go there and get a victory. Not in that fashion necessarily, but I'm not surprised whatsoever the way you've got that football team playing. Congratulations, man. Can't wait to watch you the rest of the season and see how far this team can go.
Dusty, I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you.